Fly, America's new super sport.
Welcome back to another H2H Championship Series 2022 recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's show is being presented by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, of course. The show is also being sponsored by Magic City High Lie, H2H Championship Series from the Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida. Also sponsoring is BetRivers.com, WatchHighLie.com, FantasyHighLie.com, BlackStarFundLLLP.com, and check out those sites and go place your wagers and create your fantasy highlight teams and squads at FantasyHighLie.com. And today, we are recapping the championship series. And stay tuned in. When I get right back, I'll be back with the scores for Monday, April 18th, Tuesday, April 19th, and for Sunday, May 1st, Monday, May 2nd, and Tuesday, May 3rd. Stay tuned in. This is the H2H Championship Recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. Stay tuned in right here.
The Basque Country, an area roughly the size of Connecticut, located in the Pyrenees Mountains of northern Spain and southwestern France. Here lives the Basques, a proud and spirited people. For centuries, this tiny area would be responsible for producing nearly all the highlight players in the world. Highlight has its past legends of the sport, and nearly all have played for World Highlight. Great highlight names such as Chiruca, Chimela, Orbea, Guillermo, to the recent world star. World Highlight has a legacy of greatness. This is Highlight.
Hey, yo, the team can't do it like this. Cause whenever we serve, we know the rules to the game. You hit the back of the line if you miss. And I'm ballin' with JG, my fellow Pelotary. We runnin' with the Sesta, got a grip. Like we down in the meadows, mingling with the high-line cheerleaders in summer 76. Live at the Fronton in Hartford, Connecticut. I'm screaming, make it great again so you can dream. But player, you don't appreciate the intricacies of what's taking place. So this disdain between your skill and the spectators who bet for you to win. But you get fooled cause you made them lose their dreams. While we ball like Arameo, Guarano, and Juan, JG always told me keep my head up and fly high. Now we off the wall, bringing money in like the heart for high life. I step to the cancha, I'm slinging it hard. I move around with the cesta, with the scoop on one arm. I got my mind on the wind while I'm serving the ball. Like Jeruka and Chimela, your boys are on. Track of John, keep them other players pissed. Like Spectacular 7 scoring the game. It's moving fast and they timed it, came and went. While I make it great again, you can sit to the right and watch me scoop the pelota behind the fence. I dive and roll and lead a crowd in suspense. Like the one and only Freddie Griffin when it's prime time. The first black player in the history of prime times. Bet you didn't know the highlight brought casinos. Before Foxwoods, it was Connecticut's casino. So I'm highlighting a time when my city started to shine. I'm resurrecting Harvard through memories with rhymes. I'm a winner like Javier, Salazar, and Umberto. The ball is coming in at 100, so don't get hurt, yo. I do this for my city while you fronting like a fly. God, you could play the wall while I bring the money in like the
keep the money coming in like the
I step to the cancha, I'm slinging it hard. I move around with with the Cessna, whip a scoop on one arm. I got my mind on the wind while I'm serving the ball. Like Jeruka and Chimela, your boy is off the wall, off the wall.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Hi-Li H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Hi-Li H2H.
Black Star Fund LLP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLP.com. In case you're wondering, LLP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Blackstar Fund LLP, providing business to business services for your business. Certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLP.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
And we're back here with the Championship Series H2H recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And we have lots of scores for you today. We actually had some singles matches on Monday 4/18 and Tuesday 4/19. That are included in this H2H Championship Series. Then we took a little break and returned to H2H Doubles on Sunday, May 1st. And on Monday, May 2nd, we have Singles Group A, Group 1 scores. And for Tuesday, May 3rd, Singles Group 2 scores. And I'll start off directly right after the Battle Court Championship on 4/17. I'll start off Monday 4/18 Singles H2H Championship Series. And we had six matches that were played on that Monday, 4/18. And for the first match, we had Carballo versus Nicholas. Nicholas took the win 6-5 and 6-5 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Manu versus Manny. Manny took the win 6-4 and 6-4 in straight sets. In the third match, we have Gocheri versus Jairo. Gocheri took the win 6-4 and 6-3 in straight sets. In the fourth match, we have Inaki versus Julin. Inaki took the win 6-1 and 6-2 in split sets. In the fifth match, we have Douglas versus Aratz. Douglas took the win 6-3 and 6-0 in split sets. In the sixth match, we have Jairo versus Manu. Manu took the win 6-2 and 6-3 in split sets. And for Tuesday, April 19th, singles H2H, the championship series, we have six singles matches that were played. In the first match, we have Carballo versus Ikeda. Ikeda took the win 6-2 and 6-2 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Correa versus Ronron. Ronron took the win 6-1 and 6-3 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Ikeda versus Ben. Ikeda took the win 6-2 and 6-3. In the fourth match, we have Kubala versus Carballo. Carballo took the win 6-3 and 6-2 in straight sets. In the fifth match, we have Ronron versus Bradley. Ronron again takes the win 6-3 and 6-5 in the second and third sets. And for the sixth and final match of Tuesday, April 19th, we have Bueno versus Correa. And Bueno, the second generation Pelotari, takes the win 6-1 and 6-2 in split sets. And that brings us over to Sunday, May 1st, to start the H2H Doubles Championship Series. And for the first match, we have CRB and Douglas versus Correa and Manny. Correa and Manny take the win 6-2 and 6-2. In the second match, we have Ikeda and Bradley versus Jedden and Nicholas. Jedden and Nicholas take the win 6-5 and 6-0. In the third match, we have newcomer Flores and Aratz versus Jairo and Ben. Jairo and Ben took the win 6-0 and 6-3. In the fourth match, we have Jedden and Nicholas versus Diaz and Gocheri. Jedden and Nicholas took the win in the second and third sets 6-5 and 6-3. In the fifth match, we had Carballo and Kubala versus Inaki and Rock. Inaki and Rock took the win 6-2 and 6-3 in straight sets. In the sixth and final match of Sunday, May 1st, doubles championship series, we had Bueno and Benny versus Joseph and Manu. And Bueno and Benny took the win 6-5 and 6-0 in straight sets. And for Monday and Tuesday, Monday, May 2nd, this is H2H, the H2H scores for singles group 1. And for the first match, well, we had six matches that were played on Monday, May 2nd. And for the first match, we had Kubala versus Bradley. Kubala takes the win 6-3 and 6-5. In the second match, we have Jedden versus Bueno. Bueno takes the win in split set 6-5 and 6-1. In the third match, we have Correa versus Ben. Correa takes the win 6-3 and 6-4. In the fourth match, we have Carballo versus Ronron. Ronron takes the win 6-3 and 6-4 in the second and third sets. In the fifth match, we have Bueno versus Kubala. Kubala takes the win in split sets 6-5 and 6-3. In the sixth and final match of Monday, May 2nd, 2022, we had Bradley versus Jedden. Jedden, the Super Bowl champion, takes the win 6-5 and 6-5 in the second and third sets. And for Tuesday, May 3rd, this is H2H Championship Series Singles Group 2. And we had six matches that were played. In the first match, we had Kubala versus Bradley. Kubala takes the win 6-3 and 6-5. In the second match, we have Jeddin versus Bueno. Bueno takes the win in split set 6-5 and 6-1. In the third match, we had Correa versus Ben. Correa took the win 6-3 and 6-4 in straight sets. In the fourth match, we have Carballo versus Ron Ron. Ron Ron takes the win in the second and third set 6-3 and 6-4. In the fifth match, we have Bueno versus Kubala. Kubala takes the win 6-5 and 6-3 in split sets. And for the final match of the day, we had Bradley versus Jeddin. Jeddin took the win in the second and third sets 6-5 and 6-5. And that will do it, and we're all up to date for the H2H Championship Series scores here on the H2H Recap on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and have a great weekend, everyone.
Hi-Li, America's new super sport.